I spoke to him ahead of last year's race. I hesitate to mention it, but he got it wrong. So we decided to give him a second chance. William Hartson is on the line now. William, good morning to you.
Hello.
Did you get? I think you got the second, didn't you, last year?
Or? It was T for three, which is this year's favourite.
That's right.
But actually, it doesn't score so well this year.
Oh, doesn't it? Right.
It's definitely not my favourite.
So, just very briefly, how do you do it? What is it that you take into account?
Well, last year, William Hill commissioned me to do an analysis of the names of winning horses in the Grand National, and strange things came up. The initial letter of the horse's name, the number of letters in the horse's name, and the number of words in the horse's name seemed to be important, seemed to be statistically significant. Also, the age of the horse came in, and this year I've added the name of the trainer. And certain things do seem to follow patterns over the entire 130 years of the Grand National.
T for three bucked the trend because it's just one word, really, isn't it? It sounds like T for three, but in three separate words. But that bucked the trend because it was one word?
That didn't buck the trend. That followed it. That's it's an intelligent thing to do. One-word horses do best of all. Two-word horses are next. Three-word horses after that. I mean, the longer the name in both letters and words, the less chance the horse has. So they're doing the right thing in spelling it as one word, but it's got the wrong number of letters. If it were T for four, it would be perfect.
What about the age of the horse? I mean, that is very important to people who follow horse racing. What do you come to any conclusions about the best age for the horse to be?
9-year-olds do best. 10-year-olds do second best.
Right.
But they should have 8 or 10 letters in their name and begin with M or R.
M or R, right. Yeah. Okay, because obviously Red Rum, Red Alligator. I can go back to Mr. Watt, the one that Freddie Starr owned. I forget that began with an M as well. So, well, yeah.
Historically, the R's have done best of all, but in recent years, the M's have done better. So I think I ought to update the formula. So I have given a higher rating to horses beginning with M.
You've thrown in the trainers this time round. Sue Smith was a first-time winner last year. When it comes to the trainers, is it their name or their experience and their record?
Oh, we don't use experience and record.
Oh, don't
that's
you?
That's what they've always been doing for both horses and trainers and jockeys and everything else. And you only have to look at the Grand National to see how bad the standard tipsters have been. You know, last year, if you put a £1 bet on each of my top three tips, you'd have won ninepence.
Well, that would have been life-changing.
It's a 3% return on investment in one day.
Right, well, I'm going to hang on your every word this time.
Much better than the Bank of England.
It isn't everything. So I'm going to hang on your every word. Give us your tips then.
There's one horse that comes out above all of the others on my scoring formula, which is Monbeg Dude.
That's owned by Mike Tyndall, isn't it? The husband of Zara Phillips.
So they tell me, yeah.
So, Monbeg Dude is your number one choice.
Yeah. Equal with that on my scoring system was a horse called Raz de Marie.
Right.
It also has 10 letters and begins with R, which is another good letter.
Yeah.
But it is a French horse, and I'm not quite sure whether my formula is language dependent.
And I'm not sure about the French track record when it comes to big steeplechases in this country. And the third choice?
There's several horses that score a point behind Monbeg Dude and Raz de Marie, which are Mountainous, Golan Way, St. R and Alvarado.
Right.
So, all of which are very long odds,
right.
I'm told.
Okay.
Mountainous is good. It's got too many letters, but it does begin with M.
But we will stick with Monbeg Dude as our first choice and Raz de Marie as your second choice.
I'd go each way on Raz de Marie because of this Frenchness of it, so I'm less confident of that. But Monbeg Dude, definitely.
Good tip. Now then, I can't let you go without talking about Gogglebox, because for people who don't know, this is a hugely popular television show that films people actually watching telly. And when they come to Cambridge, well, it's you. Is the Grand National going to be this week's choice?
Oh, I do hope so. It would be lovely to watch it and see my horse coming through. I might get some excitement out of that. But I don't know until they come along, because the programmes that we watch are decided by the production team.
All right. And I must ask you, are you conscious all the time of the fact that you are being filmed watching the telly, or after a while and doing it for lots of times, then you sort of, you know, become unaware of it?
Well, the way they set the thing up, we're unaware of it from the start, practically. There are two remote control cameras on us in the normal room. We're just sitting on a settee watching television as normal. Two remote control cameras and the whole of the production team are in another room.
So
there's really no disturbance. Both the cameras are set off to the side. So just looking at the television screen, scarcely even notice.
And you forget about it?
Totally, yeah.
Has it changed your life? Do people recognise you now?
There was a lovely moment at King's Cross Station about a week ago. Late at night, I heard a man shouting at me, saying, "Oi, Mr. Gogglebox!" And I turned round, and he, with a big smile, he strode up to me, thrust a mobile phone in my hand and said, "Would you talk to my wife?"
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant.
Isn't it lovely?
It is, isn't it? It is. Well, it's been lovely to talk to you, William. Thanks very much once again. Mon beg dude, Raz de Marie. I'll remember that on Saturday when I'm watching the Grand National.
Pleasure.
Not being filmed. Cheers. That's William Hartson, Cambridge academic.